Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Scott Levy, the president and now sole owner of Arley Wholesale. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Kim. Thank you for having me on.
You had this news that came out earlier this week that you've bought out your partners and become sole owner. We'll get to that news in just a minute. First, let's get a little background. Looks like you've been at this company most of your career, but you did give Julian Saw a year at Queen, right?
I did. That was how I got my teeth wet in this industry, and I learned a lot there.
Tell us who Arley Wholesale is.
So Arley Wholesale is an importer and distributor that goes up and down the East Coast. Our goal has always been to take the goals that we have as a family business and bring that out to the world and make the customers feel like they're part of our family. And we do for them a lot of things that they can't really do as a traditional retailer. So we've always been able to take our buying power and then as time went on, our technology power and share that with our customers to help them grow in this industry and help them compete.
And you actually don't compete with some of the other distributors because you're very selective in the products that you carry, right?
That's true. We're not a traditional floor covering distributor, even though we do have floor covering products such as LVP, and we have the new Leco True Earth, which is a performance natural plank with no plastic in it whatsoever. We have those for those kind of dealers, but we've always looked at ourselves as a tile and stone importer and distributor and gone after that market because we thought we could build a better mousetrap there for our dealers that they weren't really getting.
Okay, so you're in one location in Scranton, Pennsylvania, but your service area is the Eastern U.S.
Our headquarters is Scranton. We also have a location in Eastern Pennsylvania, so in Morrisville, Pennsylvania, and then we have a location down in North Carolina. Those are our three distribution points. Out of those distribution points, we service the entire East Coast.
And how's business?
You know, business has been spotty for a while. The tariffs kind of got everybody spooked, and obviously it's not great with the interest rates. We are seeing some signs of life, though. We're seeing things starting to come back, and we're seeing that the commercial business, for a brief pause, really has held up relatively steady through this. We're in an environment right now where everyone tied into buildings kind of looking for when's the first cut going to come. And as soon as that first rate cut comes, you know, the beauty of it for everybody who's here is that demand never goes away. It just gets delayed. There's a lot of pent-up demand out there, and it could be a really fun ride when this all starts to break open.
Scott, I was looking back on the history of the company. It looks like it goes way back. And the first line that the families got into was linoleum and then carpet. And then you narrowed it to tile and stone. And in tile and stone, you've got Jeffrey Court and Anatolia, and you've got Mappe and Ardex and a lot of installation tools. And as you mentioned, you've got this Leco line, which I saw you at the Sustainability Summit in Washington. That's a Swiss-based, very innovative company. And he was showing a product that's actually got recycled leather in it, right?
That's correct. It's actually digitally printed on recycled leather. There's no plastic. There's no PVC. It's a fascinating product. I mean, it's a product that you can actually take a chair with caster wheels and you can use it. It's just mind-blowing, the technology behind the product. And also, it's good-looking and it's not expensive. So there's all this amazing products coming into the marketplace. And so Arley, because of our relationship with our dealers, we're a great choice for factories to take out their products to market because we have those relationships, we have those touch points, and we have the technology. I mean, one of the things that we've done is we created an entirely new program called Qualis Ceramica, which we've had out for about 9 years now. We make the dealer the story. We've always looked at it and said that the distributor should never be the story. The story is the dealer. Right. The dealer is speaking to the consumer. Why is our name going to be on it? So everything is Qualis Ceramica. Even our website, it's a separate website for Qualis Ceramica. Arley's name isn't on there. We even go as far as having an app, a Qualis Ceramica app. We'll even custom design websites and apps for our dealers. I mean, this is what I was talking about, where who is Arley? We look at our dealers and say, you know, you're competing against Floor and Decor. You're competing against all the big box stores. You do not have the advertising, money, strength, or technology that they have. But we have invested in those things for our customers, and we gladly give them out to assist them. And that's what we try to do. We try to help them modernize so they can compete against who they really are competing against today.
What is the scope of your dealer base? I mean, roughly how many dealers are your customers?
We have a few thousand dealers, but really we have around 700 that are really active in driving the business. you know, they're excited to have these tools because they don't get them from anyone else.
All right, looks like there was a couple families involved in this business over time, and this news is putting you as sole owner. Talk a little bit about that decision.
Yes, this is a family business. In the early 60s, the second generation came in, and then in 2001, the company was split ownership 50-50, and it was then passed to the next generation in 2015. And we made the decision now to bring it back under one ownership, not because there was a problem, just that there were multiple ideas and multiple voices. And especially in a time like this where there's so much going on in the world, and if you look at everything that's happened from COVID till now, having one voice for everyone to rally behind and rally around made a lot more sense for the company. And so there's a real good excitement internally in the company. We're looking at things now and we're challenging everyone to look at us almost like a startup. You know, we're a startup with a history. We have a history of people that love us for what we do and what we give them, but we can be better. And what can we challenge internally to be even a better resource for our customers? Because they really are our partners. Without our customers and without our suppliers, you know, the suppliers count on us to get their products through to our customers, and we count on our customers to get the products through to the consumer. So we have to assist them all along the way to make sure that we are their best option for them, so that they feel comfortable and they're ready to go to battle every day.
So I know you're a member of the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. Are you also a member of the NAFCD?
We are a member of that, and we are also a member of NTCA.
All right, Scott, well, I appreciate you letting us know a little bit more about this news. Again, been talking to Scott Levy, the sole owner of Arley Wholesale, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLE.net.